Translation. The Yamadutas continue. Since there are many different karmis.
Karmi?
Karmi. Or workers. There may be different judges or rulers. To give them justice. But just like one central emperor, controls different departmental rulers, there must be one supreme controller to guide all the judges. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the governmental management, there may be departmental officials. To give justice to different persons. But the law must be one. And that central law must control everyone. The Yamadutas could not imagine that two judges could give two different verdicts in the same case. Therefore, they wanted to know who is the central judge. The Yamadutas were sure that Ajamila was the most sinful man. But even though Yamaraj wanted to punish him, the Vishnu Buddha excused him. This was his husband. And the Yamadutas wanted Yamaraj to clarify. Om Ajnana Tinirandha Chya Janandana Shalakaya Chakshuri Nilikanyena Tasma Shri Bhagave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobhisham Sapitamini Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaya Ambaragi Swaha Param Sasam Vandeham Shri Guru Sita Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Sha Shri Rupam Sadvijatam Sahagana Nagana Tandikam Tan Sajivam Sadvetam Sabarutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Pancha Kapa Sudhishcha Kripa Sindhuye Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namah. You see here that these Yamadutas are quite intelligent. And they're very surrendered to Yamaraj. And in their experience, he is the supreme controller. There's no one. They didn't know of anyone beyond him. But they're asking him, like, what happened? Must be someone else. So it always comes to the conclusion that it's Krishna and he's the supreme controller. In all law, it's like us, we have to finally judge everything according to scripture. So today is the disappearance day of Rupa Goswami. One of the great acharyas in our line. We're called Rupa Nugas. You have to be following Rupa Goswami. In pranams to both Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta, it says Rupa Nugas. You know, they follow as a Rupa. And Bhaktisiddhanta said he would not accept any conclusion which was against the Siddhanta of the Siddhanta Dvanta Harini. So there are so many leelas and things Rupa Goswami did that could go on all day, but we also want to take his mission out to the people. Lord Chaitanya, Rupa and Sanatan by circumstance were working with the Muslim government. Rupa was the finance minister. And Sanatan was the prime minister. But they were absorbed in bhakti. They had built like a little Vrindavan theme park.
No, I
with the gopis, with the cowherd boys and the cows and the Jamuna and they were supporting all the Vaishnavas and Brahmins of the area. They wrote a letter to Lord Chaitanya when he came especially to where they were, and Ramkeli and Benedict had been, because he wanted them in his mission. They were so humble, they were praying to Lord Chaitanya and crying how fallen they were, and there's no one more fallen than them. They were saying that, you know, Jagai and Madai were actually pretty good, but, you know, they were much worse. And Lord Chaitanya picked them up and said, don't talk like this. So Lord Chaitanya instructed Rupa Goswami in Prayag for 10 days, I think. He wanted them both to go to Vrindavan for special work he had. Besides writing all the books, was to find all the holy places of Krishna's leelas, and, you know, so everybody could, in the future, everybody would know and be able to visit these places. They studied all the scriptures very scrutinizingly. Found all the holy places and wrote all their books. And when Rupa came to Puri, and then he met all the other devotees, Lord Chaitanya came to visit him and he was writing. And Lord Chaitanya said, let me see what you're writing. And he was shy, he was trying to hide it. So Lord Chaitanya grabbed it. And Lord Chaitanya went to ecstasy to read the shloka. That was Tunde Tindavali Tindisatune Tandavali Tane. Kana Soda Sagambi Jetayate Kana Bhagavyo Sriha Chetat Sangana Sangini Vijayate Sarvendriyanam Kutin No, Jane, Jane, Kati, Abhiramita, Krishna, Ki, Vanadari. Everybody knows that one? You know that
one. Yeah.
Everybody knows. It says that when we chant the holy name, we think that one tongue is not sufficient. It's like that, thousands of tongues. The holy name is so wonderful. And when the holy name enters the ear, we think that two ears is not enough. It's like that, thousands of ears. And when the holy name enters into the heart, the mind becomes stunned. Meaning all the disturbances we have in our minds, material desires. And the senses become inert. You don't move around anymore. Focus on Krishna. Everybody knows Amritaya, so that means nobody knows how much nectar is there. Krishna iti vana bhai, and there's two syllables.
Krishna.
Nobody knows how much nectar is there. So Lord Chaitanya loved that very much. So later, they were with all the devotees, the great Acharya and Sarvabhauma and Haridas Thakur and all the major devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And Rupa was like a new bhakta, I knew that, he was new. So Lord Chaitanya asked him, you know, read that sloka, you know. Then he was even more embarrassed, he didn't want to read it. Humble, but then he Lord Chaitanya forced him, so he read that sloka. And all the devotees were in ecstasy, they couldn't believe that anybody could write like that. And they were saying that, you know, they all knew thousands of shlokas glorifying the holy name. And they were all great scholars and they all were absorbed in the holy name. But they never heard, they said they never heard such a wonderful name. And they were glorifying Rupa Goswami that he was such a recipient of the mercy of the Lord, and they were so happy to see that he got so much mercy. That he was empowered to, you know, describe that. And Prabhupada explained that this is the test of a devotee. When they're very, very happy to see another devotee get the mercy and make advancement and do wonderful things for Krishna. That's a sign of, you know, the advanced devotee. So Rupa, you know, of course, ended up writing so many books. Who knows the most important book that he wrote? Everybody knows. Huh? Yeah, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Nectar of Devotion. Prabhupada translated that very early in his work in America, and he said this book is especially for devotees. Covering everything from the very beginning of bhakti basic sadhana up to the higher rasas and exchanges of love with Radha and Krishna. And all the other rasas and all the devotees and everything is very scientific. So in Vrindavan, he and his brother Sanatana, they were the, you know, the head chiefs of the six Goswamis and of everyone while they were present. Lord Chaitanya had ordered him to find the Govinda deity. The Govinda deity was very old from, you know, very soon after Krishna's time, I think. And he looked and looked and researched and couldn't find
him.
And he became very despondent and was crying. And one cowherd boy came and asked him, why are you so jealous, Goswami, why are you so distressed? He said, I'm supposed to have been ordered by my, you know, Lord Chaitanya to find this Govinda deity, but I can't find him. So the boy said, you should look on top of this hill over here. And he said, there's one cow that comes there every day. And the milk just comes out and goes on the ground. So he saw that when he got, must be here. They called some villagers and they were digging very carefully. And they found a beautiful Govinda deity. That deity now is in Jaipur. It's very big. Especially big deity. So he was an
exorcist.
He sent a message to Puri. Telling Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya sent, who was it, to be the pujari or something? And the king of Puri at that time, he had one deity, he thought it was Lakshmi. But he had a dream that this was actually Radharani. It was meant to be with Govinda, so he sent that Radharani. And then they, you know, they started a puja and worship very nicely. And later, that big Radha Govinda temple was built there in that same place. If you go, you'll see your stuff on the hill. But wonderful, wonderful temple. But it was so beautiful and that this Aurangzeb, Mosul, he was even in Agra, but somehow his wife was looking and she could see the lamp or something on the roof, and he became envious. He was going to go and break that temple. So, but the devotees there were warned that they were coming, so they took the Govinda and they had a tunnel and everything, they had the escape route all ready, and they took him to Radhapur. So we find also a nice Radha Govinda temple in Radhapur. But again, they got, the Muslims were supposed to be coming, so they moved in again. Where was the next one? Kamiram, very far away from us.
Yeah.
Kanban. One of the forests is very far away. And he built another Radhagavinda. But again they had to move it. They went to Jaipur. And now it's still there in
Jaipur.
Yeah, it's the center of all life of Jaipur, it's the Vindavan. So we want the mercy of Rupa Goswami.
Right?
And these days are good days to get it, but pray to Rupa Goswami. We can serve our guru very nicely. We can be proper followers of Rupa. Because the way to do that is to really read the Nectar of Devotion. Everything we need to know about bhakti and all our different levels of practice is in that book.
It's
quite amazing how much Srila Prabhupada put in there and how carefully.
Поразительно, сколько вложил Шрила в эту книгу, и как очень тщательно писался.
It's written like, you know, prose, not shloka.
То есть там особо нет шлок, то есть там написано прозе.
Kusakrata Prabhu told me, devotees would ask him, why don't you translate the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? But he said that the Nectar Devotion was a translation. He showed him exactly the following, but Prabhupada also wrote it in such a way that it becomes very easy to follow. So he's explaining all the basics and how bhakti works and how one advances and what are the offenses and how to avoid them. What's the right thing to do? Rupa Goswami Kija. There's so much more in Rupa Goswami. Then today is also the disappearance of Gauridas Pandit. He was a great devotee in Navadvip, or not in Navadvip, but in Shantipur. Not exactly Shantipur, but across the Ganga from Shantipur. Ambika Kalna. The place is called Ambika Kalna. So Lord Chaitanya came to visit him. Lord Nityananda, they came in a boat across the Ganga. When we go there, there's an oar that, you know, that Lord Chaitanya actually used to steer them. There's a Bhagavad Gita that was actually written by the hand of Lord Chaitanya. So when Gauranitai were leaving, Gauridas was too much distressed and begging them, you have to stay, you can't leave. Devotee has those feelings. You should have
it.
You might feel that way when Indivinamaraj is leaving. But this was really intense. So finally, Lord Chaitanya said, all right, we'll make him work it.
Когда
So they got some carpenter and carved the wooden, you know, merchant under the supervision of Lord Chaitanya. And then he said, now you can worship this merchant, and on different. So he was satisfied, but then when they started to leave again, no, he said, I want the living, moving. So Lord Chaitanya said, all right, and then the murti started leaving. He tried to grab them, but after a while he realized, okay, this is non-different. He started worshiping as murti, but it was private. He didn't tell anyone. He was afraid that if other devotees came, and they might be better devotees than him, and the deities would leave to go with those devotees. Hidden away. Big, going inside, you know, really big. But somehow the devotees, you know, come out that they had these beautiful beauties of Lord Chaitanya. And they were begging and pleading to let us have darshan. So finally he agreed. He said, all right. And he would open the door for 1 minute or so, really quick. Still up there. Yeah, temple is still there. He waited for a long time and came in. I had some special good fortune. We went there and last before Gopurnima. There was some big, big festival, hopefully packed with
people.
And we were on our way from for Haranam, but then all of a sudden the deities open. And he did a complete arch, you know, like everything. He did a different order than we do, but all the same things. Flowers. And we're open for a long time, sometimes. Very beautiful, standing like this. So Shyamananda Prabhu, he was a disciple of Gauridas Pandit. What was his name? His name was Dukhi Krishnadas. Yeah. Alright? So he was sent to Vrindavan and he was studying at a Jiva Goswami. And there's a whole long lila about him. He would clean that area where the Rasa Lila was every day. And one time he found one bangle or ankle belt. Radharani had lost that the night before. Then they found when he met Lalita and he got a new name, he got special Sila. That covered the entire detail. And he got a new name, Shyamananda. Gauridas heard, he got upset that Jiva Goswami had, you know, tried to jump over him. He was thinking that his disciple was, you know, going against him, but then finally he found out the whole thing.
Его, на самом деле, это не произошло.
That was Shyamananda. The other one was taking, the other disciple was taking care of the deities. Gauridas Pandit went away for some time. And this devotee planned to do the Purnima festival. So when Gauridas came back, he was not happy. He said, "You can't make a big festival." Send it away. Then, so on that day, I just went to Gauridas, came in to make offerings to the deities. And they weren't there. So he heard a huge kirtan outside somewhere. And he went and he saw there was a deity dancing in the kirtan. He got a stick and he chased him back in the tent. But then he realized that this disciple had such intense love for him. He went with him. So he gave him another name, Rida-Chaitanya. So when you go to Mayapur, you can find some guide to take you to Ambika Kalna and get the darshan there. The pujaris are very, very favorable. They love this town. A very holy place. Just next to it is the place where Lord Nityananda was married. Because that's the home of the two wives of Lord Chaitanya, Vasudha and Janava. Lord Nityananda. So you have to go to Navadvipa and then get the train. And if you can find it, you can get a car also. Ambika Kalna. Everybody knows where that temple is. So, Lord Chaitanya's associates, you know, they were very intimate associates and devotees of Krishna. Rupa wrote so many, you know, leelas of Krishna that you won't find in the Vedas, you know. We wouldn't find them. Vedas are very, very vast, but they could study everything and extract, you know, the important things for us. But these things were revealed to them, you know. It's actually Rupa Manjari and Goloka. And coming to earth is to reveal these things. Give us the exact science of how to serve Lord Chaitanya, how to serve the Guru, and then how to get to Krishna and Radha and Leela. Yeah, and of course, you know, it's all by chanting the holy name. No jani jani kaki adhyanata Krishnanti vanadari. Nobody knows how much nectar is in these two syllables.
Krishna.
And we want to dig into that and chant very attentively. You know, let Krishna reveal more and more who he is. It's unlimited. The more we chant, the more we chant. The more we realize that, that's all we need to do, that's what we should be doing all the time.
You
think of the high now, any big person, how blissful everybody feels. Of course, sometimes the mind is thinking, when will this be over? You know, you're not really absorbed properly. I have so many important things to do, right? And sometimes that's true, we have to serve Krishna. And it's described in different scriptures of like those big festivals they had at Keturi and Narottamdas's place. The kirtan would go until late at night, but then it says by the will of the Lord that the kirtan would stop.
They were able to do it.
He was absorbed in preaching, writing, chanting, so many things that Goswami did. It's quite inconceivable that people like us can be somehow put into the line of the super succession of such people, but that is because of mercy. Lord Nityananda and Lord
Chaitanya.
And Srila Prabhupada gave us the literature. So, meditate on these great personalities. Pray for the cause of mercy. And, you know, read regularly Nectar Devotion. How to get there. So now it's time to greet the deity. And get ready for spreading the holy name. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Bhakti Ba. Thank you very much.